Thank you for joining us for this repertoire podcast. And now your host, Scott Adams.
Hi, everybody. Scott Adams here with Repertoire Magazine. I am happy to have a conversation today with one of my longtime friends in the industry and one of my closest friends, Miss Janice Dezzo, who's Vice President of Global Distribution for Symmetry Surgical. The overarching conversation we're going to have today is around safety and solutions, especially when we're talking about the role that surgical smoke plays, whether in the physician office or the OR. And we had a great conversation. There's some really good info in here for you as a distributor rep. One of the key takeaways as you start to listen to this is as keep in mind the amount of opportunity business-wise there is out there because there's such a small percentage of folks that are using these new systems that Symmetry has to help evacuate smoke from a dermatology office, places like that. Obviously the ORs across the US are using them and have used them for years, but in the physician office where you spend most of your time, there is a big amount of market share to be taken there. And hopefully this conversation with Janice helps get you there. So here we go. Well, Janice, we are here finally doing this interview, and I'm so excited about the podcast and getting to talk with you. And I'm going to just jump right into the questions with you. I know we're going to talk a lot of safety today and solutions. So as the audience is listening, safety and solutions is the overarching vision here for this podcast, and looking forward to having the conversation with you. So thank you for being here, Janice.
My pleasure, Scott. Yeah, safety is, you know, one of the biggest issues we have right now as we come out and hopefully a post-pandemic world. I think, but not only your clinicians and their staff, but also patients want to be assured that they are coming into a safe environment when they enter the hospital or a physician's office.
Let me jump into the first question then there based off of that. As we continue to monitor COVID-19 and the Delta variant, obviously is still in the forefront for all of us. From your perspective, how can healthcare technology suppliers and distributors, so both of you, you know, offer customers value in this day and age?
Yeah, I think we all, manufacturers, distributors, we need to look into our portfolios and look at the products that we offer that can add safety into the clinician's world. You know, it's an uncertain world, and providing certainty to the physician, to their clinicians, and to, most importantly, to their patients. They all want their patients to come back. You know, especially in the aesthetic world where patients may be hesitant to come back. We even see people not going in for the most important exams, you know, for mammograms and things like that. So we want to make sure, what can we do as manufacturers in our space to provide safety in that environment?
I think when people think, you know, safety, they immediately go to the PPE subject. Are you specifically speaking about PPE?
No, not necessarily. PPE is obviously in the forefront of everybody's mind. It was on the national news. It was a challenge for our distributors and manufacturers to keep up with the need. But we have to look into our product lines and what else do we have in our product lines that can provide safety. At Symmetry Surgical, one of the product lines that we have is smoke evacuation. The exposure to smoke during surgery is a very big deal. And so we have solutions that help mitigate the smoke exposure.
You know, as I talk with manufacturers on a regular basis, they continually talk about their, you know, safety. And I think, in fact, last week we hosted a meeting here in Atlanta and had a supply chain executive from Piedmont. And he was like, you know, every one of you as manufacturers needs to be coming with a solution that brings safety to our employees and our caregivers. Talk a little bit for me, Janice. Tell us a little bit more about surgical smoke and the role it plays in the clinical environment today.
Yeah, during elective surgery, a smoke plume is generated during the surgery, and over 500,000 people become exposed to surgical smoke plume every year. And for years and years and years, clinicians just, it was part of doing business. I mean, I've heard it called ode to Bobby in the morning, and a lot of other things. But I think the byproduct that they didn't understand was the hazard associated with surgical smoke. 95% of the plume is water. The other 5% is other matter. And it's the other matter that we need to be concerned about. It's carcinogens, cyanide, formaldehyde. You know, studies are showing today that daily exposure to surgical smoke is equivalent to 27 to 30 cigarettes a day. And if you think about There was a time in the OR where surgeons actually smoked in the OR. Today, that would be unheard of. Today, 25 to 30 cigarettes a day, for the majority of Americans, they can't fathom that. So, but we've allowed it to continue in the OR during these procedures when there is a solution that we have to mitigate that problem.
Can you imagine smoking in the OR? I know Brian Taylor used to always talk about he was smoking a cigarette when his first kid was born. Unbelievable that we used to smoke in those environments.
Everywhere, everywhere. Know, right? At one point, they thought it was good for you. Not today.
It may be good for your nerves and staying skinny. I think that's about it. Let me ask you this. Why is it such a concern today? Why is it getting so much attention, smoke in the ER?
Well, you know, the problem with smoke is there's been a determination that smoke, whatever the disease tissue is, it lives in that smoke. So what we don't want clinicians, we don't want their staff, and we don't want their patients inhaling that smoke. And so there's been more and more emphasis put on this. The AORN, for 20 plus years that I can remember, has been beating the drum around making sure that the nurses in the OR are kept safe and trying to get legislation passed. Just in the last year, we've seen legislation passed in Illinois, Oregon, Kentucky, Colorado, Rhode Island. And following close on the heels, there's legislation under advisement now in California, New Jersey, Utah, Georgia, Tennessee. So we're seeing more and more of governments getting involved in this because we want to make sure that in this COVID world that we're keeping everybody safe.
It's funny I said ER there earlier. I meant OR. For my own edification, are these systems mandatory in every OR?
No, they're not. These few states that have legislated them now are saying that you have to mitigate smoke in the OR. So we are seeing some legislation coming about. We've actually seen a couple of areas where OSHA has mandated it, but I think that we're going to see this more and more because, again, what lives in that smoke is the biggest concern to everybody that's in that OR. And quite frankly, Scott, it's not just the OR. It's the physician office today.
Right.
When you go into a dermatologist and they're removing a mole or a wart, they're generally using electrosurgery, which creates a smoke plume.
What percentage would you say are they in the OR or in like a derm, or what percentage are not, don't carry one?
Oh, I would say you're going to see it higher in the OR. This is very new for the physician office. And in the past, there hasn't been a really affordable option for the physician office. We launched a smoke evacuator specifically for derms last year. That is designed for a smaller, shorter procedure, which is generally what you see in a dermatology office, versus an OR, which has a longer procedure, needs a bigger machine. So they used to have to purchase this really large machine for the physician office at a very high cost in order to be able to keep their staff and their patients safe. Today, we have a solution for them that allows them a lower cost, but it's specifically designed for those short procedures that a derm would do.
Yeah, it sounds like something that my two sons, Cheech and Chong, needed in the basement back when they were in high school. Something affordable that would evacuate that smoke before I came downstairs.
Just that visual scares me a little bit, Scott.
I won't name them both, but almost everybody that's listening to this knows their names and has met them. But yeah, I can't tell you how many times I came down there and felt like I was in that 70s show where they're sitting around in a circle. Anyways, I wish we would have had this unit back then. What are some of the other, talk to me a little bit about what are some of Symmetry Surgical smoke evacuation solutions and the impact they can make for these end users?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, we have a multi-pronged approach. We have an approach for the OR, and then we have an approach for the physician office, realizing the cost containment in the physician office and the fact that they really don't need a huge smoke evacuator. They need something that draws the smoke out, but because their procedures are smaller and take less time, they needed something smaller. So we have that approach. And then we have a specific console that is designed to get the physician closer to the surgical site. The closest they can be to the surgical site, the more smoke they're going to be able to evacuate, the less gets aerosolized. And as you know, aerosolized is a big word today. And so we want to make sure that they get as close to the OR point as they can, as critical to protecting the patients and the staff from pathogens that exist in the smoke plume.
I can't say that word, much less spell it. I think the over under would be definitely under if I had to spell aerosolize. Let's talk strategy a little bit. Most of the listeners for this podcast, Janice, I'll assume will be our distributor audience. Talk a little bit about some of the things distributors should know about Symmetry Surgical and your strategies.
Well, you know, we work very closely with distribution. And I think the biggest thing that we want them to know is that we're here with the solutions. We want to be consultative with them. We want to work with the distributor partners. We're doing a lot to try to educate the end users. So, you know, back in the old days, Scott, as you remember, we counted on the distributors to bring us the leads, to bring us all the opportunities, and then we would work them with them. Today, it's very much more that we have to work together to bring solutions to the end user and then to educate them. And so as Symmetry Surgical, we have, you know, 31 sales reps right now out in the field that all have demo equipment that are happy to educate both the distribution reps and the end users on the value of having a smoke evacuator in their office.
Yeah, when I talk to you about this product specifically, it the first thing that comes to mind for me putting myself into distributor rep's shoes is this is some new business for me that's out there, especially in the physician space where they may not be using this or may not even be aware of the smaller unit that fits better into that physician practice. How can distributors best partner with you to maximize and get an initial conversation going?
Yeah, you know, I think the best thing to do is if they have ever sold a desiccator to any dermatologist ever in the country, and they're walking into the dermatology office, they need to connect with their Symmetry Surgical rep and say, hey, I've got this derm and I want to talk to smoke evacuation with them. Give me the opening questions. We've got opening questions. We can help them overcome the objections that they may have. You know, we still have some old school folks out there that need to be educated on smoke evacuation and the dangers of the smoke plume. So our team is poised and ready and armed with information.
Janice, last question. So assuming that the distributor reps kind of can come up with an idea of their derm list and who the target audience is, I'm assuming your folks are happy to either go do a live demo or jump on a Zoom call, whatever the case may be, depending on protocols for those practices.
Absolutely. They are ready. You know, we've learned over the last 18 months how to use Zoom and do remote demos, and happy to do that. And when they let us in the door, we're happy to walk through the door.
That's awesome. I would just, as we started out this conversation, we talked about safety and solutions. Safety's so on the forefront, folks, of every caregiver, and you know you're out there with them, but it's on the forefront of every one of them's mind. I think bringing a solution like this into these practices, it just brings value to yourself, helps you increase your sales, and again, brings safety to those caregivers out there. Janice, I can't thank you enough for being with me today and having the conversation, and good luck out there selling more of these units and these solutions to the caregivers across the U.S.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate your time and appreciate the audience listening. And if we can be of any help, Rob, myself, and the team are always looking for opportunities to get out and talk to our distribution partners and spend time with them.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to that conversation with Janice and I. Hopefully you took some great information from it. Please reach out to your Symmetry Surgical reps. Please take advantage of the education they have. I think it's a great opportunity for you to find some business that you don't already have. It's not a me-too. It's a nice piece of new business with good margin and a great product to sell. And also, more importantly, like we talked about at the beginning, it's about safety and about solutions for your accounts. And the folks at Symmetry Surgical are happy to help you there. Everybody have a great week. Have some great fun out there selling. And we will be back to you in the coming days with a few more podcasts. We've got a whole bunch lined up for you. Have a great day.